You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 154. And on today's show, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your comfort zone. And what I'm going to do really is I'm going to share a true story about my own comfort zone and some places where I was staying very stuck and how it was holding me back in my business and what I did to break free and bust outside of it and some of the results. Hopefully, it can inspire you to step out of those limiting beliefs that you might have and move outside your comfort zone where the real fun, the real prosperity, and true abundance lies. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hello, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to today's show on the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, where we're going to dive into that darn comfort zone, and I'm going to share a real-life story with you of some areas that I was really struggling with and really being held back. If you need the show notes, you'll find them over at jackiealmer.com/154. And remember, if you want even more coaching, my one-on-one coaching program is reopened, streetsmartwealth.com/coach. And you'll also find information on my do-it-yourself coaching program, my Inner Circle Coaching, where you'll learn all the strategies that I use to build both online and offline in my business, how I've sponsored over 1,800 people who came to me through the internet. So get on over to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn a little bit more about that. Okay, so let's talk about that comfort zone. Isn't it funny? You think about it. When we're children, we really don't have any kind of a comfort zone. We truly believe that we are unstoppable, we're limitless, and we can do and be and have anything that we want. We think we're Superman or Superwoman. We can be the President of the United States or the top leader in whatever country you may be in. There's nothing that really limits our belief. We believe that we can do anything. And somewhere at an early age, we start learning the word no, we start learning limitations, and we start putting those limitations on ourselves. And we learn to step inside of a box and a comfort zone, and very often we stay there. And it's really debilitating. It truly is. It's an uncomfortable, not great place to be. And I think you probably agree with me if you find yourself stuck there and don't know what to do about it. So that's what we're covering here in today's show for sure. So what is it about a comfort zone? How important is it? What does it mean? Should you stay in it? Is it dangerous to step outside? Well, I've mentioned if you've been listening to my podcast for any amount of time, certainly since the start of 2015, you'll know that 2014 was a year of searching for me. It was a year of trying to find answers, figuring out what I wanted to do with the second half of my life, where I wanted my business to go, what I wanted to be doing, how I wanted to be spending my time, who I wanted to be spending my time with, and what was bringing me joy. And what I knew is that I wasn't finding joy so much in what I had been doing. Not that anything was terrible. It's just when I looked back over the last previous 4 years or so, there was a lot of good in it, but there was a lot that I struggled with, and I just wasn't quite in that contented zone of really reaching my full potential. Now, so far, 2015 has been a year of answers and growth. Now, I'll tell you something that I heard a long, long time ago from one of my mentors was to pay attention to the areas that I resist. And I'm going to say that to you, and you may have heard me say it before. Pay attention to those areas of resistance for you. Well, I decided to do that. I decided that with this new business launch that I was undertaking, I was literally going to be the poster child for building a successful direct sales business. I wasn't just going to build using my computer. I wasn't just going to build using social media. I was going to literally build a well-rounded business yet again, not that I hadn't done it in the past, but I was going to uncover all avenues from warm market to offline networking to social networking to online methods, everything that I could utilize to grow a successful business. And that's what I've been doing. So I decided to pay attention to areas that I resisted. Well, I have to tell you, one of my big areas of resistance has been doing home parties, in-home presentations, anything in my home. And it's funny, I haven't built a local team, not a really serious local team in a direct sales business since my very first company back 1994 to 1999. So that tells you how long ago that was. So I haven't run team meetings in my home. That doesn't mean I haven't had a few here and there and that type thing. I have, but for the most part, I haven't really used my home as anything other than my home office. I haven't done presentations there, haven't done any of that type stuff. Again, a few here and there, but for the most part, no. And part of that stemmed from those early days where I did a number of in-home presentations, but I had small children and it was always very stressful for me. And I just realized that I said, but, and I hate using that word, but I had small children, because that is an excuse. And I will tell you that for me, I used it as an excuse and it was an excuse. And I'm just sharing that to tell you that that was what some of my hesitancy was with doing in-home presentations. I just didn't like the setup, the way that it was run back from my early days in network marketing. Then I went to a company that was not really party planned, but had a product that leveraged itself very well through parties. And I did a few parties here and there, but it was, again, way outside my comfort zone. I hadn't settled into, you know, inviting my friends and asking slash expecting them to buy from me and that type thing. And I really had a negative blueprint around the word sales and my own mindset with what all of that type thing meant. I had a really negative mindset around that. So I knew that to overcome some of these challenges and to build what I really wanted to build locally, I was going to have to get real and I was going to have to get serious about stepping out from behind the computer, because most people know me as the social media person. And it's never been that I've been an introvert. I'm not afraid of people. I'm not afraid of crowds or any of that type thing. I just settled into a real zone with my small children and not having to go out and get out there. And it worked extremely well. And it still does work well. But I'm in a different phase in my life, as I've shared, and I have some other things that I wanted to do. So as I laid out my business strategy of what I was going to do, I took a deep, hard look at that comfort zone and decided it needed some adjusting. So as I mentioned, I've joined a lot of networking groups. So I'm going to anywhere from 3 to 5 networking events on a weekly basis. And through that, I've learned to ask for the sale and I've learned to retail right out of my purse. Now, I will tell you that yesterday I sold over $170 just out and about. So I've mastered that pretty well. And I found that it's not that difficult. But learning to ask for the sale in a way that isn't salesy is really powerful. Now, when I first started, of course, I reached out and did a few Facebook parties, but I have to confess that was easy and it's a lot of fun and I still love doing those. And if you're interested in earning some free makeup and skincare with a Facebook party, definitely let me know. I would love to hook you up. We'll have some fun with it, I promise. And it might give you some ideas for your own business. So just go to jackiealmer.com and click contact me and we'll be in touch and we'll talk about how to do that. But, you know, I knew that I needed to move further. So some steps that I took to get outside my comfort zone, I, you know, started going to networking events. Now that's not totally outside my comfort zone, but I had to get into the routine of it and develop my pitch, my, you know, 20, 30, 45, 60 second commercials, what I was going to say. I had to be willing to try, to test, to fail, to fine tune and do all that kind of stuff. I actually put a Skinit decal on my laptop that has my website and a great photo that, you know, showcases exactly what I do and is going to and is creating instant response from women, especially when they walk in and see me at the coffee shop. So I put this decal on my laptop and I started setting up shop at the coffee shop a few times a week while I'm doing my social media stuff. Why? Well, what I said was, Jackie, you need to get out of your home. There's no one in your home who wants your product, okay? Nobody's going to learn about your product with you sitting in your home. So why not put that product on and slap my name tag on, get a couple things together and get out to the coffee shop and do the exact same things that I would be doing sitting at my desk or at my kitchen counter or whatever. Get out there and network with people while I'm doing those online things. And guess what happened? It worked. I began developing conversations. I began making sales. I developed a crazy pitch that I would say to people. And in fact, I used this just the other day and literally shocked my husband when one of our favorite bartenders at our local hangout, who we know a ton about, finally said to us, "What do you guys do anyway? Like, what do you do for a living?" And my husband told him he works for an airline. And then he looked at me and said, "What about you?" And I said, "Well, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I sell mascara on Facebook." And he went, "Really? Like high-end mascara?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh my gosh, I have to tell my fiance." And he walked over to tend to other customers. And then he came back. And my husband looked at me and said, "Wow." And I said, "Just wait. Just wait. I'm telling you, just wait." Sure enough, man, 2 minutes later, he walks back with a piece of paper and a pen and says, "What's your Facebook page?" I said, "Here's my business card. That'll be easier. Just take that." And of course, it has a photo of before and after. And he was like, "I've got to tell my fiance. She's going to love this." Now, where it'll go, I don't know. But it got me way outside of my comfort zone. Another thing I say, I offer crack for your lips and lashes. That always gets a response and it gets people asking me questions. So I learned to get way out of my comfort zone of being super conservative. I learned to have a great time with the product, laugh about it, put it out there in such a way that tells what I do without being, you know, hokey or catchy, because I'm very clearly saying what I'm doing, but it gets them to ask me more questions. I mentioned the name tag. Yes, I started wearing a name tag. I used to laugh about that, saying, "I don't need to wear a name tag because I already know my name and I don't need to be reminded." But I started wearing a name tag with my company logo and my website and some different things that would get people to ask me, "What is XYZ?" You know, the name of my company. They would say, "What is that?" Because it's not a name that they recognize or that they've seen or heard before in most cases. And then finally, the biggest step that I did to get out of my comfort zone is I hosted my first home party. Or rather, I didn't host it. I did my first home party. I had reached out to a friend of mine, Beth Millman. You know who you are. I'm sure you're listening to this. I'm giving you a big shout out. And she markets a great line of gourmet pet food. So hit me up if you want her link. But I want to give you a big shout out because I reached out to Beth to do a Facebook party for me because I was still way inside that comfort zone. And she said, "You know what? Why don't you come do a live party at my home? Because my friends just really aren't into the Facebook thing. I've tried it before. It's kind of bombed. But my friends are great. They support me and everything. They will come. They will shop. They will buy. And we have a great time. I promise it'll be worth your while." Well, Beth lives down in LA and I'm up in Ventura. So it's about an hour and 20 minute drive. But first of all, I love Beth. Yes, I do love you. And I consider her a friend. And I knew if nothing else, it would be a great time to see her again, to connect. And I would learn a little bit. I could develop some of my skills. And it would be a great dress rehearsal, if nothing else. So I literally, now you're going to laugh about this. Beth, you may laugh too, but it was the night before that I truly laid it out. I didn't have a lot of time because I had a lot of other busy stuff going on. So I didn't have a lot of time to lay out exactly what I was going to do. But Julianne Jones, a great direct sales party plan trainer, she had done some specific training on party plan for my team back in another company back in 2009. And I never got rid of that training. So I dug all that out. The night before, like literally at about 8 o'clock at night, I got all of that out and I started going through it. Now, in all fairness, for goodness sakes, I can talk about direct sales. I've been sharing my own story for 21 years. I am very confident speaking in front of a crowd. The only thing I really needed to do was lay out the flow of the party, figure out how I was going to introduce each product. I use every product in our line, so that wasn't difficult for me to just share my own experience and what I knew about it. I'm not a specialist in the area of my product line, so I don't try to pretend to be. I'm not a formulation expert or makeup artist or anything like that, so I didn't try to be. I was very upfront about that. But I literally laid it out the night before, and really the only things I had to come up with were kind of a booking commercial and sharing a little bit about the opportunity. And then, of course, I had to create a guest card. I hadn't done that, and some show specials and different things like that. But I got great training, and it wasn't hard to go in there and just do it. And I figured, you know what? I'm going to have fun with this. How much could I possibly mess up? People, nobody's going to be watching me knowing what my script is supposed to be because I'm just now writing it. I'm the only one who's going to know if I didn't do it exactly right. I wrote out on 3 index cards, step by step, just bullet points of what I was going to say, and I used those index cards. I didn't feel at all inhibited by the fact that I was using index card in front of these fabulous ladies. They were awesome. But I just relaxed. I took a deep breath and I decided, no matter what, I'm going to have fun. No matter what, I'm going to make some sales. No matter what, I'm going to connect with and make some new friends and make a difference. And I'm just going to share from my heart and my own passion about the products and the opportunity and what's been happening. And you know what happened? I sold $856 worth of product. I just was overwhelmed. It was so very exciting. And Beth earned some great party credits and some half price products, as well as free stuff, over $100 and some worth. And so that was great. And we had a good time. And so I'm so grateful that I was willing to get outside my comfort zone. I really was. And following that high, as I mentioned, I went out the next day and sold another 170 out and about, just at my networking event and at the coffee shop with my little laptop and my little skin on the front of it that advertises my product and my website. And then I sold another $30 in an order from my website. So I just wanted to share all this to share a personal story and to get you thinking about what it is that you might be resisting yourself in your business. What are you resistant to? What are you struggling with? What are your fears behind it? And what are they based on? I think my fears about a home party was being afraid to ask for the sale or messing up, or that it was one thing to talk about the opportunity and shoot videos and do a lot of the things that I've done, but to be live in front of people and feel like I needed to be polished and, you know, really super scripted to present this, those were what a lot of my fears were. And I also had fears, I suppose, that I wasn't going to sell anything. But the reality of it is, what if I didn't? I know that success in anything is a numbers game. It's sticking with it and it's perfecting and getting better. So what are you resisting? What are those fears? Are they serving you? Are those fears serving you at all? And then who do you know who's doing what you're resisting and having success? See, that was another thing for me as I got involved in Facebook groups of other presenters in my company and followed what they were doing and saw some of the success that they were having as I attended a real life company training that my upline had and, you know, heard a gal talking about her rock star multi-$100 party that she had. I kept thinking to myself, why don't you do that? Why don't you give it a try? Why don't you work on becoming better at that? Pay attention to what you're resisting and become a better version of you in direct sales. Whose life can you positively impact by stepping out of your comfort zone and doing better? So those were some of the questions that I asked myself. So as I asked you, you know, who do you know who's doing what you're resisting and having success? What areas do you want to change for yourself? What is it going to take for you to step outside of your comfort zone? And what will it mean for you if you do and you have success? Are you limited by your beliefs or are you limited by your vision? See, a belief can be changed when your vision is big enough. I have a big vision. I've shared a little bit of it before, but here's one of my visions and my goals. I want to build a very large local team here in my local area, here in Southern California, here in the beach area from Camarillo up to Santa Barbara through Ventura where I live. I want to build a very large local team. I want to dominate my area in my business. I want to create the bonding and synergy that happens with a local team that doesn't quite measure up when you're doing it online. You can do a ton online. I love my online group. I love my Facebook group. I love all my team partners who aren't local to me. But the reality of it is I can't get together at the coffee shop with them and create that synergy as we sit there with our laptops, with our skins on and chat with people and you know, sell product right out of our purses and stuff like that. I can shoot videos and share with them and do all that. But there's power in that local team and the synergy that you can create. So because I have a goal to do that, I knew that I had to get out of my house, out from behind my computer, except in the coffee shop. That's a great thing. But I had to get my business out in front of more people locally so that the time was right, for them to find me. And I knew that the time was right. The time is right for me right now at this point in my life, in my business, in my personal journey, in my growth. And so I was ready to bust through any limiting beliefs and get out of that darn comfort zone. So there it is, my story. Oh my goodness, boy, have things changed. My husband kept saying, boy, have things changed. You have gone from being the no products, No stocking, no retailing, no parties, to a total switch. And it's true, and I am loving it. I'm having the time of my life. But I realized how limiting those beliefs were for me. So I don't know what your limiting beliefs are, but I would love to hear. Tweet me at Jackie Almer and let me know what your limiting belief is. Let me know what you're struggling with. Let me see how I can help you. Let's strategize this together, because it's so fun once you bust out of that. Remember, show notes over at jackiealmer.com/154. If you'd like to know more about partnering with me in business or running a party online, go to jackiealmer.com/connect, or just go to workwithjackie.com, or use the contact me button. There's lots of places on my website that you can get in touch with me, but I would love to host a Facebook party with you if you want, or if you're local, host a party for you, whatever. Let's work through this comfort zone thing together. As always, I appreciate you. If you're finding this helpful, go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher and leave a review. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.